So we'll be reading from Srimad Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, chapter 15, text 164 through 169. The chapter is entitled Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya Offers Prasadam. Okay. So I'll just go through words and translation, and 169 we'll repeat together. Okay.
Eti suni mahaprabhura chitrada vila ashrukampas Swarabhange Kaitila Gila.
When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard Vasudeva Datta's statement, his heart became very soft. Tears flowed from his eyes and he began to tremble. In a faltering voice, he spoke as follows.
Tomara vichitra nahi nahe tumi sakshat prahlada tomara upare krishnera sampurna prasada.
Translation. Accepting Vasudeva Datta as a great devotee, the Lord said, quote, such a statement is not at all astonishing because you are the incarnation of Prahlad Maharaj. It appears that Lord Krishna has bestowed complete mercy upon you. There is no doubt about it.
Krishna sai satyakare yei magi vritya vritya vancha purti vina vino nai anya kritya.
Whatever a pure devotee wants from his master, Lord Krishna doubtlessly grants because he has no duty other than to fulfill the desire of his devotee.
Brahmanda jivera tumi vanchile nistara vina papa boge abe sabhara uddhara.
If you desire the deliverance of all living entities within the universe, then all of them can be delivered even without your undergoing the tribulations of sinful activity.
Asamartha nahe Krishna dhare sarva bhala tomake va kene bunjai be papa phala.
Krishna is not incapable for his all potencies. Why would he induce you to suffer the sinful reactions of other living entities? Now we are coming to today's verse. So we'll read word to word meaning first, and then we'll go to verse.
Tumi,
you can repeat after me. You,
Yandra,
of whom,
Hitavancha,
desire the welfare,
say,
such a person,
Haila,
immediately becomes
Vaishnava,
a devotee,
Vaishnavera,
of a Vaishnava,
Papa,
the accidental sinful life,
Krishna,
Lord Krishna,
Durakare,
vanquishes,
Sabha,
all.
Tumi anrahita vancha se haila vaishnava. Tumi anrahita vancha se haila vaishnava. Tumi anrahita vancha se haila vaishnava. Vaishnavera papa krishna dura kare sabha. Vaishnavera papa krishna dhura kare sabha. Vaishnavera papa krishna dhura kare sabha. Tumi anrahita vancha se aila vaishnava. Vaishnavera papa krishna dhura kare sabha. Tumi anrahita vancha se aila vaishnava.
Okay.
Vaishnavera papa krishna dhura kare sabha.
Is it coming up? Yeah. Anyone wants to?
Vaishnavera papa krishna dhura kare sabha.
Vaishnavis? Anyone wants to try? What word meaning? Tumi. Sorry, we already did that one. So, okay, we'll do what word meaning. Okay, we already did it. So, we'll just go through translation. You can repeat after me once. Whosoever welfare you desire, immediately becomes a Vaishnava. And Krishna delivers all Vaishnavas from the reactions of their past sinful activities. Okay. Purport by Sri Vanga Sesi Bhaktivinoda Prabhupada. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu here informed Vasudeva Datta that since Krishna is all powerful, he can immediately deliver all conditioned souls from material existence. In essence, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, quote, "You desire the liberation of all kinds of living entities without discrimination. You are very anxious for their good fortune. And I say that simply by your prayer, all living entities within the universe can be liberated. You do not even have to take up the burden of their sinful activities. Thus, there is no need for you to suffer for their sinful lives. Whoever receives your compassion becomes a Vaishnava immediately, and Krishna delivers all Vaishnavas from the reactions to their past sinful activities." Unquote. Krishna also promises this in the Bhagavad Gita, 18th chapter, 66th verse. Sarva dharman parityajya mamekam sharanam raja aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshayishyami mahasuchaha. Quote, "Abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. I shall deliver you from all sinful reactions. Do not fear." Unquote. As soon as one fully surrenders to Krishna, he becomes a Vaishnava. In this verse from the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna promises to relieve his devotee from all the reactions to sinful life. It is a fact that a fully surrendered Vaishnava is completely out of the range of material infection. This is to say that he does not suffer the results of his previous pious or impious actions. Unless one is freed from sinful life, one cannot become a Vaishnava. In other words, if one is a Vaishnava, his sinful life is certainly ended. According to the Padma Purana, Prarabdha phalam papam kutam bijam phalonmukam krameinaiva phaliyate vishnu bhakti ratatmanam. Quote, "There are different stages of dormant reactions to sinful activities to be observed in a sinful life. Sinful reactions may be just waiting to take effect. Reactions may be still further dormant, which is kuta, or the reactions may be in a seed-like stage, bija. In any case, all types of sinful reactions are vanquished one after another if a person engages in the devotional service of Lord Vishnu."
Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Vistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupakada Mayam Dadati Supadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsya Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunadhanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lilita Sri Vishakanvitamsya. ஹே கிருஷ்ண கருணா சிந்தோ தீனபந்தோ ஜகத்பதே கோபேஷ கோபிகா காந்தா ராதா காந்த நமோஸ்துதே தப்த காஞ்சன கௌராங்கி ராதே விருந்தாவனேஸ்வரி ரிஷபானுசுதே தேவி பிரணமாமி ஹரி பிரியே வாஞ்சாகல்பதருப்யஸ்ய கிருபாசிந்துப்யஸ்ய ஏவ ச பதிதானாம் பாவனேப்யோ வைஷ்ணவேப்யோ நமோ நமஹ. ஜெய் ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ண சைதன்யா பிரபு நித்யானந்த ஸ்ரீ அத்வைத கதாதர ஸ்ரீவாசாதி கௌர பக்தவிருந்தா. ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா கிருஷ்ண கிருஷ்ணா ஹரே ஹரே, ஹரே ராம ஹரே ராம 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 ஹரே ஹரே, ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா கிருஷ்ண கிருஷ்ணா ஹரே ஹரே, ஹரே ராம ஹரே ராம 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 ஹரே ஹரே, ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா கிருஷ்ண கிருஷ்ணா ஹரே ஹரே, ஹரே ராம 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 ஹரே ஹரே. மூக்கம் கரோதி வாசாலம் பங்கும் லங்காயதே கிரிம் யத் கிருபாதமம் வந்தே ஸ்ரீகுரும் தாரிணம், யத் கிருபாதமம் வந்தே ஸ்ரீகுரும் நிதாரிணம் பரமானந்த மாதவம் ஸ்ரீ சைதன்ய ஈஸ்வரம். ஐ லைக் டு தேங்க் யூ ஆல் த devotees who are present here, including devotees who are watching online, and also the management of manor for giving this opportunity to speak on this very elevated subject, post-graduation. I'll try to speak something which will be beneficial for all of us and also for my own purification. So there are 5 verses, so I'll just because I want to do justice for that verses, so that's why I'll be commenting a little bit on the verses. Now here, actually, we go back just before this verse. Vasudeva Datta, he offers a prayer that he wants to take the sinful reactions of everyone, and he's not bothered. This is what is devotee. We can just see Prabhupada at the age of 70 years. You know, I mean, say, I am now 54, I can see the signs of old age coming up. At the age of 70, it's impossible. And if Prabhupada thought, oh, it's not my business, you know, why should I do all these things? We would have never been here. At least, I mean, I am from Andhra Pradesh. Bhagavatam clearly mentions Pulinda Pulkasa in Andhra. So we have been given this opportunity by the mercy of Prabhupada. So, I mean, see, we need to cultivate that heart of compassion. It can be cultivated by seriously, sincerely practicing spiritual life. It doesn't come like that. As we see in the later verses, you know, only devotees can give Krishna to others. The question can be raised, why not Krishna? Why not Krishna? Because the moment Krishna gives someone devotion service, then he becomes partial. That's why only, like, there are instances where by seeing Prabhupada, people become devotees. So that, just like current is transmitted through, you know, copper wires, which is connected to the main. So if we just become instrument, insignificant instruments, then Krishna will make us, you know, an instrument to give that compassion to others. Like you see here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, This is one of the reasons I sang this bhajan, Gauranga Bolite Abhi. Here we see, I mean say, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his heart became very soft. This is one of the things we need to check, how far our hearts are becoming soft. In particular, we are all conditioned souls. We are bound to make mistakes. So how much we are forgiving others? To err is human, to forgive is divine. So this is one of the things, because we keep that grudge. I remember twice I heard from Mahatma Prabhu's in his speech, you know, there was a time one devotee, just a sannyasi, left place without mentioning, and he kept that for 12 years. And then when he met him, he understood the other side. We don't know what is there. So we need to be very careful, and particularly
Are we cultivating? Because these are the 26 qualities are there. One among them is forgiveness. Because this is, we have only two choices. Either keep that grudge for life, that dirt, or Krishna in the heart. It's our choice. But if you see, because ultimately we have forsaken or given up outside world and we are associate devotees. And we don't have outside world. Just like it's an extended family. I'm humorously putting. In my family, from my mother's side, there were 9 sisters and 5 brothers. A big family. I don't know if people can imagine this, but it was there in those days. So when I came to ISKCON, Krishna gave me a bigger family. It's an extended family. So in a family, if someone commits some mistake or something, will we forsake him, go to hell forever? No, we forgive. Of course, if it goes too much, then some action is taken. Otherwise, because what happens is that if these devotees are pushed aside, they have only one choice. Go back to again material, this one, which they can't even most of the time. So this quality of forgiveness we need to cultivate. And that's how we become, our heart becomes soft. There's no other way. We have to see how our heart has become softened. It becomes softened by sincerely, seriously practicing spiritual life. Of course, Prabhupada put the other one, without ulterior motives. So, and we see here, like tears flows from his eyes, we see Prabhupada in Oxford Street, because I've been there, but never tears came to my eyes, to be honest. But Prabhupada, when he saw that, what I saw there, I observed, people are called, like we call them, headless chickens. They just run. There's something to watch here, there, from around the world, people come, local people, just running, where they are going, no one knows. Just like our Rabindranath Tagore, he said that England is so small, UK, they drive so fast, they may as well fall into the ocean. The point is that people don't know where they are going. They don't have any aim, aimless wandering. So it becomes our duty to, as much as possible, give this Krishna consciousness. Because there is no other option. In Christianity they say Jesus is the only way. Similarly, ISKCON, Prabhupada has created for us. There are other Gaudiya missions. They are part of, same extended family. But I can tell you, no other mission. And I've seen India also, so many other missions. They don't have what we have. So we are very fortunate. So we should try to share that fortune. We should not try to become miserly. Miserly, someone he keeps to himself. He doesn't share with others. Just like, rich person, he doesn't even spend money for his own family, forget about himself. In the end, he dies. And you know what he becomes? Snake. Because he has to guard the wealth, That's why he becomes that. So the point is that, we should not become miserly. Brahmana is broad-hearted. Here it includes many things. Preaching doesn't mean, living in an ashram. Wherever we are, we have to do according to our capacity. Whatever may be. For example, during Gita marathon time, like in Bombay, even when we were in Manchester, devotees would come, we would cook for them. Or, we would supply them, like in Chowpatty or other places in India, we do it. Because it's all, there's front line, back line, So the point I want to drive home is that we should somehow or other, at least give some prasadam to someone. So we need to do something. If not anything, the minimum we can expect is chant some extra rounds for others. Because that much we can do. So we need to, at least somewhere we have to do. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he says, he sings in the one prayer, Kabhi ji be doya, vai be udoya, nija sukha bhuli sudina vrudaya. He says that when that day will come, when I forget my own comforts, and then, I go out and give this to other fallen conditioned souls. Bhakati vinoda kuriya vinoya sriyagna tale prachar.
He says that, you know, when will I take that? You know, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order. Because it, we need not out to, because one senior devotee mentioned to me, when you become perfect, then you should go out and preach. No. If that was the case, Prabhupada, you know, people were coming and joining, immediately Prabhupada sent them. He did not wait. So we should not wait for that perfect moment. Because in the imperfect world, you will never get perfections. Either no one, none of us will be perfect. So whatever you got, we should share it with others. In whatever way. And for that one, Vinay. This is another quality. That is humility. Because this is one, the biggest thing we have to overcome is our own egos. So that ego we have to set aside. That's why in Christianity also it said, the kingdom of God is for those who are meek and humble. Because this whole Trinadapi Sunichena, this verse also, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave, Trinadapi Sunichena, Taroriva Sahishnuna, Amanina Madana, Manadena, Kirtanaya Sadhari. That we have to, because in the material world, there will be trials and tribulations. Actually, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said that those who are on the way back to Godhead, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu puts thorns on their path. It's a heavy statement, actually. You know, why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is putting, you know, because Sri Sri Radha Gokulanda ki, Sri Saramakshmam ki, Sri Sri Gonitai ki. So, I mean, literally, because it's, to make it more simplified, like Prabhupada was asked, Prabhupada, we have surrendered to Krishna, we are trying to chant, follow all the things. Why Maya is troubling us? Why Maya is troubling? Prabhupada said, so that rascals like you don't disturb Krishna in the spiritual world. The point I am driving home is that, I mean, say, this is like a training place against the material world. This whole material world is created for that purpose, to reform the conditioned souls. So it's not going to be cakewalk, you know, everything will be smooth, nice, you know. No, we will have to go through. You know, particularly Prabhupada said, by taking to Krishna consciousness, we have declared war against Maya. So, I mean, this is not going to be, but Prabhupada said, if we chant sincerely our rounds and serve the devotees, and of course read his books, and serve the mission of Prabhupada, will not be touched. We are given that assurance. There's no other shortcut for this. We need to just follow that, and then we'll not be touched. So we have to become instruments, and of course, there is to gain the mercy, to preach that mantle, that order take up, then Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives, you know, in the same bhajan, Kabe Habe Bolo Sevdina Mahar, he says that, Kabe Nityananda Moriko Ridoya Chadaibe Mora Vishayer Maya. He says that, when will Lord Chaitanya, you know, give his mercy, so that I give up my material attachments. Because this material attachment, so they are like binding. You know, it's not for this life. For many, many lifetimes, they have been in our hearts. So, I mean, when will that day come? When Lord Nityananda, Diamore Nija Charanera Chaya Namera Tetebe Adhikar. So this Lord Chaitanya gave this preaching, you know, service to Lord Nityananda, and that's how the Guru Parampara becomes through Prabhupada. So if by his mercy, when he gives shelter to us, then we get that adhikar. There's no shortcut. It's not something we can do, and you know, so that's another side, and that comes through that thing, order, which comes through Srila Prabhupada. And here, preaching means, I wanted to get few things, you know, to attention. Here, even taking care of elderly devotees or any other devotee, that's also. Because Prabhupada said that, don't make me Alexander the Great.
Don't make me Alexander the Great. You know what Alexander was doing? He was conquering and moving forward. And from behind he was losing. He was conquering further and going far and from behind. So I've seen in my 35 years in ISKCON, so many devotees will lose. It's casualties and it takes gallons of blood. So we need to take care of devotees. I've seen in other communities, other denominations, they take care of, they don't have our philosophy like this. We have got the best philosophy. But when it's, Hare Krishna, are you able to hear me? Sorry, I got immersed in my lecture. So in other denominations, even other organizations, they have got excellent taking care of their people. But philosophy is completely down. In our thing, it's the other way around. We got the excellent philosophy. When it comes to taking care of devotees, we say, no need, Krishna will take care of him. Why should I get on involved? There's one person in America. He was going to one temple for many years. They asked him, why don't you take initiation? He said that if I take initiation, they'll stop treating me like a VIP. So better not take initiation. The point I'm trying was that because we take cheaply, and it's not so easy to get a person to that standard and make it. That's why we see in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, who preaches this knowledge of Bhagavad Gita is very dear to me. And he mentions specifically devotees. So in my early days, I was wondering why only devotees, but now, after so many years, I realize actually it's very hard to maintain. That's why we see, when it comes to creation, Lord Brahma does it. When it comes to destruction, Lord Shiva. But the main chunk, that is Vishnu takes care, maintenance. It's very difficult. So this is one of the areas, including elderly devotees. Because we have a lot of Prabhupada disciples, we have been 50 years, it becomes our responsibility. One of my godbrothers, he was nicely put it, he's a very intellectual fellow. He said that if we don't take care of these elderly devotees, the younger generation will call us hypocrites. Because we say something, but we don't practice. So, and they don't respect us. So charity begins at home. So that's why we need to take care of our own devotees. So, of course, here, within the same thing, of course, I'll have to see the time also. So here, within this line, I'll go a little further. Actually, here, government gives us grant or, in terms of gifted money. In India, we don't get any penny. In fact, they try to come and take money from temples. In fact, they do. They came to ISKCON. But, ISKCON, we have a proper system in India. They could not touch. So, but here, government gives us so much money, So, once Kripamay Prabhu, I remember he came to Manchester some years ago. He said that government gives us so much money. What purpose? To make, and they expect some account of it. They ask us how many devotees we are making. I'm just paraphrasing. So here, the point of Brahman is that, still we are depending on government. At the same time, we are getting something. So we are not even, fully independent. Of course, government is getting in that way, some punya, ajnata sukriti, bhakti onmukha sukriti. That's why one of the reasons I analyze is our pound is always on higher side because government always grants all these charities money. So, but if you want to stop that one, Prabhupada has given two other instructions, which, of course, is a challenge, but as they say, 1,000 miles journey start with first one step. So Prabhupada said, my 50% of my work is undone, which is establishing Daivi Varnashram. Actually, I've seen, we have expanded so much, but we are still dependent. But even to employ, Prabhupada said, we can employ, let people come from around the world, anywhere. But now, it's so costly in the cities, we can't maintain devotees. So, Prabhupada had that one, that desire, that thing. In fact, when just before leaving this material world, Prabhupada, he wanted to go to Gita Nagari in America. So he traveled all the way to London, and he wanted to go from here to Gita Nagari, US. But because of his health deteriorated, so he had to go back. So he wanted it. And then someone asked Prabhupada, how are you going to establish, how are you going to do it? Prabhupada said, I'll sit there and then Krishna will give us intelligence. So with the instruction comes, the power to execute it, empowerment to execute that thing. So we have seen, for example, we have Sivaram Maharaj, very classic example. He did it and proved it. It's possible. Bhakti Sharma has tried in D-Land, but he left this world before he could achieve it. So Prabhupada said that big monkeys, big bellies, silent jumping melancholy. You know, big things we speak. But it's going to be a challenge. But I can tell you honestly, before even I came here, there's one Prabhupada disciple, you know, so I met him. He's from Ukraine, but he was in America. He told me, he goes to Europe in plain clothes, and because all the in Europe, because after last 2 years I'm here, the governments are scratching their head, what to do with this unemployment. They have to give benefits and all those things. They don't know what to do, and they are looking, scratching their heads, and we are the solution. But because we don't have faith in that one, so what we can convince others? In fact, Prabhupada once said, that are you convinced? If you're not convinced that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, what are you going to preach? So we have to be convinced. There's no other thing. So that thing is there. And second, you know, Prabhupada said in the month of January 1977, each of our temples should have prasadam throughout the day. So of course there are challenges, but point is that, of course, Prabhupada was absolutely clear, and you know, he said that Krishna is not poor. He's Lakshmipati. He's not Gari, poor Pati. So, I mean, say he will, Srimati Radharani is Mahalakshmi. So, but we need to have that one. If we have that desire, where there's a will, there's a way. Of course, like we serve here, manor, and have several temples like Vrindavan, morning, evening. But slowly, slowly we can erase it. Because ultimately it's a prasadam. I was reading one quotation this morning. Radha Govind Maharaj was mentioning about Prabhupada, you know, said two things: distribute holy names and distribute prasadam. And of course, we try to do outside here, there. But those who come here, they should be given. No one should go without. You know, Prabhupada said, "Luchi puri." You know, that letter is absolutely clear. But till date, we don't have that. You know, this one. Oh, when are we going to, you know, whether we are going to do or not? Because ISKCON is not meant for savings. Like Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur, or even Prabhupada, you know, Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur took always loans to build temples, and they would make, he would make his disciples run for, you know, paying back loans. And Prabhupada, he said, you know, fill up the temple with books so that devotees don't get, you know, place to sleep. They'll go and distribute. So the point is that, I mean, say, we need to have that faith. There's nothing shortcut. We see, you know, I'm just comparing, you know, this Gurudwaras, Sikhism. Nanak Dev, I was speaking to one Sardarji, you know, Nanak Dev, their founder, he said to them, you know, whoever comes, langar, any Gurudwara in the world, you go there, any time of the day they serve. So that's one thing I really appreciated. Of course, other thing, they are very service-oriented, but what I mean to say is that we need to have faith in that one. Otherwise, I mean, say, of course, we should try our best. It may not happen overnight because we are just 50 years, but we should have that desire. One day, you know, we need to, you know, try to take it up, you know, and try to get it done. Okay, so here a few other things are there. I just want to bring to your attention. Here about this Vaishnava, this connotation, this term is a bit heavy term. Particularly, once Prabhupada was in Hyderabad, the temple authority, he said, let's call all the devotees for the meeting. Prabhupada said, who is a devotee here? I am just aspiring to become devotee. Prabhupada just corrected, because we are all aspiring devotee. It's very high term. Vaishnava is a very high term. But it's used, but we have to aspire to become. Vaishnava is one who has developed that qualities, you know, that 26 qualities. So it's very high, this one. So that thing, you know, we have to keep in mind. And here, when it comes to the last purport and this shloka, you know, people, they don't come to our organizations, particularly which hinders them is sinful activity. Those who are pious, they can take up easily. They can be from any denomination. They can easily take up. But if they're not, it becomes difficult. Once Prabhupada said this, then, you know, when Prabhupada said, you know, we had no pious credit to us, Prabhupada said, I gave you that credit. This is what? A devotee can create that credit for someone, bhakti on one's purity. People somewhere other, you know, they just by appreciating, they will come closer. Here, one more thing, here devotees means we should have little bit patience. I remember one nice golden statement, I call it. Devamrit Maharaj said, don't try to make people devotees, make friends. Some people take, you know, 1 year, some people 10 years, some people 1 lifetime. But let them, you know, take their own time. I've experienced, we have preached, you know, from other denomination in UK. You know, we met this family, we never, you know, tried to preach to the wife. The reason I'm saying is that 2 years, but now this person, I mean, say, I've seen that, you know, is slowly, slowly progressing. So we have to give that space. We should not try to push people, oh, you know, become devotees, 16 rounds, 16 rounds. You know, particularly, for example, one devotee was telling that normally people chant some 4 bad rounds. Some or other, they make it up, you know. And then we push them, chant another 4 rounds. 8 bad rounds. Then 12 bad rounds. Then 16 bad rounds. And then initiation, that's also become, I cannot call initiation bad, but you know. So we have to have that patience, you know, and allow them to take their time. And here, about sinful activities, you know, this is mentioned. Actually, it's not from this life, from many, many lifetimes that impressions come up, you know, in our life. We have one classic example story is of Dhritarashtra. When his 100 sons were killed in the battlefield, he was completely, broken. Then he goes to Krishna and says, Krishna, why this happened to me? Not even one son got saved, you know, everyone got killed. So, because Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that, you know, Arjuna, I remember all my previous lives, but, you know, you can't remember. So, Krishna knew why this happened. Then he tells Dhritarashtra, 50 lifetimes ago, you were a hunter and you tried to kill a bird, male bird, and it escaped. And out of anger, you killed the baby birds, 100 baby birds. And that male bird was helpless and he was watching. And because of that, your children were killed. So Dhritarashtra asks, why I have to wait 50 lifetimes? Why not, you know, next life? Just like, you know, you can't withdraw until there's bank balance, you know. You may open account, but if there's no money, you know, you can put ATM card 100 times, nothing will come out. So here Krishna says, you did not have that credit, you know, that pious credit to have 100 children. So it took 50 lifetimes for you. And then you got that. And this was the right time for you. And this is what happened. So it's said in English, the mills of God grind slower, but they grind exceedingly fine. It acts perfectly. You know, Bhagavad Gita also, there is this one verse, 4.17, Gahana Karma Gati. The path of action-reaction is intricate and precise. Precise. Just like its example is there, there may be thousands of, you know, calves, or either way around. The mother cow, it will recognize its child. The karma comes like that. I'll give you another classic example. In this country, you don't see snakes, but in India, it's very common. So, when we kill the snake, we make sure we burn it off. You know why? Because in the eyes of that snake, the partner can see who killed it. And it will chase no matter where he goes. Because that snake has that thing, you know, it has been given that power. So, this is the thing we see in the material world. So, no one can escape. And now coming to the point of devotees. You know, we take, you know, then we still suffer bodily aches and all those things. Once Prabhupada asked, Prabhupada, I have all this problem, that problem. Prabhupada said, just go back to Godhead. Your problem is solved forever. Because this material world, material body, you know, you cannot make it, you know. In Ayurveda, it's mentioned there are 3,000 diseases in the body. One goes, another comes up. Some headache, some time, tail ache, whatever you call it, you know. So it's, you can't. We have to become, so that's why Krishna says, Matras Parshastu Kaunteya, Sitoshna Sukha Dukkada, Agam Apainus, Kamti Tikshasva Bharata. You know, this will come and go. Someone has headache, he will keep on thinking, headache. You can't do anything. Just, we have to just, you know, forget. Because as long as the material body is there, we have to suffer. You say in English, if you get lemon, don't fret. Just make lemon juice and drink. That's it. And Prabhupada put it, this material body is a bad bargain. Make the best use of it. That's it. And it's meant for perfecting our spiritual life. So, as long as we have material body, we'll have it. It's problems. We can't say, oh, you know, why it's coming, I've become a devotee and all those things. No. It's body, you know, as we grow older, things will come up. And of course, other side is that, you know, even up to the stage of one attains bhava, these material reactions will be there. Like, just like Prabhupada, in his last days, you know, he was so thin, you know, I was reading the description, at that stage, the Ayurvedic doctor was telling, it's excruciating pain. Excruciating pain. You know, but Prabhupada was so normal. And in that time, he was, you know, giving purports, translation. You see that last video, you know, final lesson. So Prabhupada was completely transcendental. So this is advantage, you know, of practicing this Krishna consciousness. We become aloof. So here I want to tie home is that, you know, so that, you know, and also another side is that it's just like fan, this example is given. The fan, when you switch off, it doesn't come off, you know, suddenly. It takes time. Similarly, as we practice, it will come off, will get burnt off. And I remember in the early days, you know, they would tell us, we get small cut. Oh, there would have been big cut because Krishna's mercy is small cut. So something like that. So even that also we, you know, fret, oh, this pain, that pain. So we are getting minimum and we know. And particularly this, all this root is we identify ourselves with the body. The moment we transcend, you know, from the pains and pleasures of this body, then we'll be, we'll not be, you know, bothered about these things. And lastly, about this this surrender process. Actually, there is nice Prabhupada in the puts up in the Bhagavad Gita 18 chapter 66 words. I like to, you know, read this one for you. that there are six limbs of surrender. Anukulasya sankalpa, pratikulasya varjanam, rakshasyati vishwaso, goptitya vannanam tata, atmanikshep karpanye, shadvidha sharanagati. These are the six process of surrender. What are they? Anukulasya sankalpa. Accept those things which are favorable for devotion service. And second is pratikulasya varjanam. Anything which is against spiritual life, you have to reject. The extreme end, I remember, is Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in his last prayers, he composed 12 verses. In one of the verses, he says that, now I'll forsake or give up my family, anyone, my son, my wife, anyone, if they don't have attachment for devotional service, devotees or Krishna. We see this in case of Prahlad Maharaj also, even if his father, he did not care. And Bali Maharaj, even the spiritual master, he misguided, he said, no way. So this we need to keep in mind. And we need to have that faith. Rakshayityati Vishwasu. We should have that firm faith. Krishna will take care of us. Particularly at this present time in UK, most of you know what's happening. We are going through one of the most dangerous times. So here two things we need to do. One is take care of ourselves. Don't trouble Krishna that Krishna will come and save me. No, we should also use our common sense and act accordingly. Like two bulls fight. If you go in the middle, then you know what happens. So it's like that. So we need to be a bit careful. Second thing is attack. Is the best self-defense, counter-attack. Of course, not physical attack. Here, it means by Lord Chaitanya's mercy. Lord Chaitanya's mercy, Suradamadhar Goswami mentions, it's in Chaitanya Charitamrita, by his mercy, all differences get resolved. All problems get solved. So, if we take up this one, then Lord Chaitanya will protect us. Because there is no other way, we have this what you called Indradhanu Maharaj next year is starting, festival. That's a big boon for us. Things will change. Prabhupada said, if preaching goes on, management follows like shadow. Or management is at fingertips. Management is nothing, preaching. So if we do that one, somewhere engaged, then it will go on. And of course, I forgot to tell one more thing. Actually, Radha Gokulananda is here. I was fortunate. I'm always grateful to Manor. When I came here 12 years ago, I always think when Prabhupada went to New York, there was nothing. But when I came here, I got palace here. I stayed here 2.5 years. So Radha Gokulananda, I feel always grateful to Manor, all the devotees. Whenever I come, just like tortoise, it comes out of water sometimes to get fresh air. So I come from Leicester here. to get battery charged. So Radha Gokulananda is so merciful. We have this treatise here. Prabhupada has wanted us temple here. It's not just Pranabandha Prabhu or Vishakha Mataji or Nilmada Prabhu, all the management. It's every one of our desire. I remember in early 90s, once after the GBC Easter Goshti, Jayapathak Maharaj, after GBC meetings, they have Easter Goshti in front of Radha Madhava to make announcement. So that time we did not have a small panchatattva. So Jayapathak Maharaj said, raise your hands. How many of you are sincerely desiring to have panchatattva at the temple? No one even raised hands. I said, I'm just paraphrasing. You don't even desire and you expect, the panchatattva come here. We're doing time pass business here. So he chastised. The point is that every one of us sincerely have to desire. That sincere desire will make Krishna just manifest that temple. Everything is there. The credit goes to whoever does it. But it's not only select few. No, every one of us. We sincerely desire, please. Because that was Prabhupada's, this one. Prabhupada said that. We have land, but not the temple. So that's one of the challenges. This is one of the things, because every one of us have some shelter. But we have now, we are expanding more and more. We need better facility. If you go to our temples in India, you see big temples we have built. Here, I mean, say, of course, there is council and all those things, too much bureaucracy here. But, you know, the only way is we have to, you know, sincere desire and do the needful, as Prabhupada put it. So, Krishna will take care of us. And few other things are there within this one. Krishna as one's guardian and master, you know, there's no one who can protect us from this material world, particularly in times of need. And full self-surrender. And lastly, humility. Humility is part of that surrender process. So, in short, from this Chaitanya Charitamrita, we can see that Vasudeva Datta set an example for us. And of course, I'll give some classic example, one more here. Like, you know, during they were building bridge, you know, the squirrel was doing service and Hanuman big. So everyone can contribute a little bit, but it counts at the end of the day. So we can see from there that, you know, Vasudeva Datta set an exemplary example for us. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you know, gave us this order. Jarade ko tara kaho Krishna Upadesh. Amar agna hai tara e desh guru. That, you know, it's, and of course here guru also means just we only think siksha, diksha guru. No, actually siksha guru. Our whole parampara is siksha parampara. So everyone, we see in the Bhagavatam 11th canto, Davaduta, he made 25 different living entities as gurus, spiritual masters. So this is one of the things we need to, you know, keep in mind. So anyway, so it's 8:45 now. I'll leave some space for question answers, anyone, or any realization comments or even corrections, because as I told, I'm not a English is not my first language, neither I'm realized soul. Whatever I could, I try to share with you. So if you have anyone has realizations, or any comments or any questions, I'll leave them to you. Yeah, thank you. Is mic there? Okay, yeah. If I understood the question, basically if the husband is not a devotee, not following regular principles, can I serve him or not? Am I right? Yeah. See, basically, in Vedic culture, there is no question of divorce. You know, there is no in Vedic culture. Prabhupada said, live separately. Because by serving a fallen person, we ourselves become fallen. I'll give you a little bit out of context. I'll give you one example. A little bit. One of our spiritual masters, this was in Haridwar, he was asked, this was only Sadhu Govind Maharaj, is, you know, someone was serving a so-called sadhu and he was, you know, drinking, smoking, ganja and all that stuff. So Maharaj was asked, what do you like to comment about this? Maharaj said that, actually Maharaj was not interested because devotees are not interested in, you know, criticizing or whatever, maybe, you know, fault finding. But still, devotee said, Maharaj, what do you feel about from the Shastric side? Then Maharaj said that actually this person is so fallen that he only got this fellow to serve. If you're sincere, you could have got someone. So similarly, you know, somehow or other this person is fallen, we can pray for him one way. And if things don't work out, just stay separately. Because otherwise it contaminates us. But there is one classic example here. Prabhupada has 2-3 sisters. Of course, I'm giving extreme, which Prabhupada himself said this. He had 2-3 sisters, 2 sisters at least. One of them was Pishima, who came and, you know, if you see Lilamrit. Another sister was there. And this sister, her husband had some illicit connection with some other lady. And when Prabhupada would go in the early days to meet her, she would hide it. Oh no, he went there and all those things. And then later on, with her devotional service, she conquered him. Now, that means a little bit. But another side was that she would cook non-veg for her husband. She would not eat. And when Prabhupada asked, who is best among those two, you know, sisters, said this other sister. This is a very complicated thing, you know, but I can tell that was Prabhupada extreme. But Prabhupada said that if some husband is fallen, then you still, there's no question of divorce and remarry and all those things. This is not a Vedic culture. So, in short, I mean, say, according to time, place, circumstance, one has to see. Okay? I hope it answers. Okay, thank you. Okay, then I'll end up my class. Just one small announcement. If one wants to understand Prabhupada, I mean say inside out, I humbly request this mood and mission of Srila Prabhupada. Bhakti Vikas Maharaj painstakingly wrote this with all quotations. You know, because 98% of ISKCON problems are because we don't understand Prabhupada properly. And Maharaj made this nice contribution for ISKCON. I recommend, you know, whoever is there. And if anyone wants to have a copy set of it, there's Padmanabhan Prabhu here. I can share his details. You know, locally can, you know, supply you. Okay? Thanks so much. Hare Krishna. Grantra Srimad Chaitanya Charitamrita ki Srila Prabhupada ki Jai Gopi Mata.